Well, did you ever wear just regular pants, and you'd call them the pants you'd wear around the farm?
Everyday pants? Or you?
Yeah.
Yeah, just be out of anything, you know. Like dress pants that get old, and you use them the rest of the time on the farm until they're no more good, though. See, no good at all. But anyhow, we 90% of the children in that day and time. The first I ever had in the way of a pair of pants, I was 9 years old. I had wore a dress up to Lynn. And I got the little old flannel, I think they call it, made out of, and the fire would just grab it if you got close to it.
Uh-huh.
And I was standing by the big fireplace, and the fire whipped out and caught it and swinged it all over, and they grabbed it and pulled it off me. And they went and got a little pair of pants and a shirt and put on me. And that's the first pair I'd ever seen or ever had.
Huh.
9 years old.
Yeah, but these, what I have on, you call them a pair of...
Overall, I'd call them, I believe it's the beef. But all they call them nowadays are jeans and all such as that.
Uh-huh.
But back in my day, they were just plain overalls.
Oh, I see. So these would be called, these were coveralls then, right?
Well, the coveralls, the recall coveralls, was ones that slipped over your shoulders, and like I told you, I couldn't wear it. It went all the way down, just one suit in one piece.
Oh, I see.
And that was what we call coveralls.
I see. Now, you have on right now a pair of holding pants up.
The suspenders?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what George Washington and Bilbo and Huey Long and all of them wore red suspenders for?
Why?
To hold their britches up.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. Right.
Kite told us a good little one this morning.
What's that?
He said his little 5-year-old boy come in yesterday morning and said, Papa, he said, three men went to the bayou and went in swimming. They all stuck their head under the water. Two of them got their hair wet and one of them didn't. He said, how was that?
I don't know.
He said the other one was bald headed.
Bald-headed.
It was pretty cute. Yeah. He asked the man that was bald-headed in the crowd if he could tell it. They told him, go ahead.
Let's see. If a coat was too tight for you, you'd say it didn't...
Didn't fit.
Didn't fit you.
Yeah.
Then you'd say a coat didn't... fit this year, but last year it fit me.
It fit me just fine, but I've gained a lot of weight in the last year. That's what happened to me with about 4 suits of clothes on me.
Really?
5. Some of them I only wore once or twice.
If your old clothes, if you had something in your pockets, you'd say, your pockets
strutted, or you?
They they kind of
bulging out on you?
They bulge out.
Yeah.
If your old suit wore out, you have to buy a
new suit.
You ever put something like wool in hot water, it would
shrink.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is said that you didn't wear that no more.
Yeah. Do you ever have stuff like that that would happen to you?
Well, it seemed that my mother knew enough about it to guard against all that, because back in her day, they knitted and made all their clothes.
Uh-huh.
And made it out, run the wool on a weaving machine and got that and then made the clothes with it. And she'd learned how to take care of them.
Yeah.
And then her father.